been a bit hot and cold, hasn't it? We've had a few weeks where we've been really, really good, and a few weeks have been really, really poor. And I think we've just struggled to find that consistency a little bit. And we've done a few things on the weekend that we've been practicing for quite a while, and hopefully we can continue to build on that for the rest of the season.
It's easy for us to see all the players sat in the stand that can't play. It must make it a little bit harder when you're constantly rotating the team. Have you found that? You haven't had the consistency you had last season?
It does a little bit, but we're lucky we've had a big squad this year, because we've been down to bare bones almost sometimes, and you got young guys coming through like Mike McMeekin, who I thought he was one of our best on the weekend. He was pretty raw, and he's getting better every game. But everyone knows their job, and everyone knows their role, and that makes a massive difference when you can have confidence in people coming straight into a side. And like Will Mayer, he's been really good for us. He's a good young kid with a bright future. And as I said, if you know your role and everyone's got confidence in everyone in the whole squad.
After the success of last year, I think people were always going to wonder how Castleford would get on this year. You're right in the mix again, aren't you?
Yeah, we probably haven't been as consistent last year or as flashy as last year, but we've sort of had to grind out a few wins where last year we might have blown some teams away. But I think it's just more that we haven't controlled games too well, or we've gone to do that flashy play that we would have got away with last year at the wrong time of the game, and it hasn't worked out for us. But we've been working on control, and on the weekend I think we saw that, and it worked well for us, and we put on some points. We stuck to a game plan and played a consistent game, and I think if we can keep building on that for the rest of the season coming into the Super 8s, which is really important, should hold us in good stead.
It's another big game with Bull KR, isn't it, this week? It's always a tough place to go, but you went there last year and won. Looking to do the same again Friday?
Yeah, I think if it was last year, it was the first time we'd won there in a very long time, and it is a difficult place to go, but as I said, if we can go there and stick to a game plan and be consistent with what we want to do, I'm confident we'll get the win.
And what do Hull KR bring in terms of a threat? They seem to like playing rugby as well, just like you guys do.
Yeah, I think they're probably the story like we were last year for this year. They've been a little bit hot and cold themselves, but they're a side that are really difficult to play against. If you let them get in front, they're hard to peg back if they're playing with that bit of confidence. So we've got to go there and start well and really not let off them for the whole game.
And what about yourself? You've been here a couple of years now. Yep. How have you seen this club change in the time that you've been here?
It's unbelievable how much this club's changed. When I first got here, I landed and I stayed in one of Ryan McGoldrick's mates' houses that he met from the pub on the floor for a couple of days. So that just doesn't happen here anymore. Things are a lot more organised and the club's moved forward massively. I think when I first got here, we were... it was a bit questionable if we're going to get paid every month and all that sort of stuff, and the club's just moved forward in massive strides, and obviously I'm very happy with how it's gone, because I'm here for another 4 or 5 years now, so I'm proud of how everything's gone here, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
How important is that for you, that you've got that long-term deal, you know, under your belt now? You can literally plan ahead, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's massive. It's that one thing about being a rugby player, to people might be a bit envious of your lifestyle and all this sort of stuff, but what a lot of people don't realise is you don't know what's up for you next year. You might not have a job next year, you might not have a job in 6 months. So to have a bit of a longer deal, especially we've got a little girl now, my wife and I, and just gives us that security to, as you said, have a plan and know when we'll probably end up going back home and all that sort of stuff. So it's massive. It's massive for me and my family, and I think it's a goal for a lot of guys to get a longer deal, and really appreciate the club offering me one.